last week when I was in holiday in London, I went to see 8 shows of plays in 7 days, and I loved it. Everything from Hello Dolly at the London Palladium to Comedy of Errors at Shakespeare's Blow. Hello Dolly finished with a rousing climax, with showbiz glitz and sparkles, and a huge walk down and a standing ovation. Comedy of Errors had a somewhat different ending. Now, whilst Comedy of Errors is not my favourite Shakespeare play, it can be a good bit of fun and has in it one of the nicest, the sweetest final speeches, I think, that William Shakespeare wrote. After the two different sets of twins are reconciled to one another, the servant twins, both mysteriously called Dromio, roller skater for that bit, these twins turn to each other and say, "We came into the world like brother and brother. Let us go hand in hand, not one before the other." And all is resolved. The brothers are reunited with each other as equals. It is a real feel-good moment and a happy ending. Do we like, "And they all live happily ever after" type of endings? Or do we prefer something a bit grittier? Like the end of Sherwood on BBC One this week. That sure was gritty. And also tantalisingly had a possible "to be continued" feel to it. I won't give anything else away just in case you watched it unlikely and haven't thought of that. Well, there is not too much of a feel-good factor to our gospel reading this morning, where Jesus tells the crowd that if they want to become his followers, they needed to be prepared to take up their cross and follow him. Now that is quite a demand, and one that would have felt like a very foreboding ending to the disciples and the people listening in the crowd. The cross for them was a very real symbol of torture and death, pushed on them by the imperial power of Rome. The Jewish people longed for a Messiah to come and release them from this persecution that they were living in. And now they thought they had found him. The people of Israel were longing for a Messiah to lead them to a new future where they could live as brother and sister alongside one another in freedom and reconciled with each other. This Messiah was thought of as a military champion who would come with power and force and overthrow the Romans. This was the hope of this downtrodden and persecuted nation of Israel. They were, after all, God's people, and he would not abandon them. This Messiah and the subsequent military coup would be for them, so they thought, the perfect ending. So when we look at today's gospel through that cultural perspective, Peter's response of "You are the Messiah" is striking and makes you wonder what Peter was expecting to happen next. Was this a "to be continued" moment? Did Peter think that Jesus was just about to leap up and lead a rebellion? Jesus himself would have only been too aware that the people referring to him as Messiah would have that particular expectation. This expectation, as we know, was about as far from the truth and God's will that it was possible to be. So Jesus is quick to stop the talk of physical might and power of the Messiah, and instead his response is stark, warning them. Jesus predicts his betrayal, his suffering and death. This is not the end of the story that Peter is expecting or that Peter wants to hear. There is nothing feel-good about what Jesus is saying here. No wonder Peter takes Jesus aside and rebukes him. It is possible that Peter has been so thrown off guard that he hasn't really listened to what Jesus said. Peter is thinking of an end to all things. Peter is thinking of the pain and death and complete humiliation of the crucifixion. But Jesus explicitly says, this is not the end. How come? What after death is to be continued? And what we see is Jesus, is his trust in his heavenly Father and his trust in the resurrection, a new beginning following a fractured end. Peter can't understand that. Now, I don't actually blame Peter for that. I'm sure I wouldn't have understood that either if I'd been there at the time. Being caught up with everything, desperately desiring a feel-good factor to the situation. And then Jesus calls the crowd and tells them, if you want to become my followers, deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow me. This is a practical speech to the people there. The people that Jesus knew would suffer persecution for their love of the Prince of Peace. But there is more to it. Instead of a feel-good speech, it is a feel-God speech. So what is this passage saying to me now? Thankfully, we live in a country where there is no crucifixion or death penalty. And on the whole, people are free to express themselves, although there is sadly no end of prejudice in our society here today in the United Kingdom. But truth to tell, I won't, mercifully, be physically crucified here for being a Christian. Although there are places in the world where people are still shockingly persecuted for their faith and are not free to express their faith. So what is Jesus saying to me now? What is he saying to us? Well, what I hear him saying is that life is not simple. That's not original. We know that. We know that life has good times and bad times. Times when everything makes sense and times when nothing makes sense. Times of happiness and times of excruciating sadness. But through it all, we are to carry on, carrying our own particular cross of faith in the footsteps of the one who went to the cross and died for us. Jesus himself could only bear this by putting his trust totally in the hands of the Father. And that is what I hear this morning. To take up your cross means to trust in God, to really trust in God as we carry our own particular crosses with us. It won't be easy. Jesus himself stumbled and fell under the physical weight of the wooden cross, but he got up and he continued. We may well stumble too and fall under the weight of our own personal crosses. I know I have. But trust and faith in God's eternal and transforming love is there to help us to stand up again, knowing that Jesus walks with us at our beginning and end, and then the glorious new beginning. It may not always be easy. It may not always feel good. But through it all, we are to feel God. So, to abridge the end, of Comedy of Errors. Let us walk with Jesus, and let us go hand in hand with him as our brother, leading us all of us, equally led together, hand in hand, not one before the other.